Everyone.
Nope.
Hi, everyone.
Nope.
Hi, guys. I'm Brittany.
I'm Justine. And we have producer...
Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Give me a warning before.
Sorry, I thought the eye contact would have been good enough, but yeah, whatever.
Clearly it wasn't. So welcome to episode 66 of It's About Damn Crime. All right.
This should have been 67, but you guys know that we missed last week because Justine needed a break.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If you guys are new, if you're new, and you don't know what we're about, we are a true crime podcast that primarily focuses on cases featuring people of color, and we, don't really watch what we say here.
No.
We might say something offensive, so, that's your warning. You know?
You know?
Is that how you say Jamaican?
Oh. Yeah, no.
There you go.
Wow, that was so
loud. Scott's been listening to a lot of Jamaican music lately.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's nice. In the garage, huh? All right.
Okay, so a couple things before we start.
Yes, we have a couple updates.
Yeah. Do you want to say what it is, Justine?
Update number one.
We're not doing weekly regular episodes anymore.
Ever.
Ever. We're done. We quit.
This podcast is over.
just kidding.
No. We are going to be changing some things up here with us. We've got a lot of work on our hands, and we need to lighten the load a smidge. So what we're going to do for, the next few weeks to test it out is instead of releasing a regular case every single week, we're going to release semi-monthly now. And then on our off weeks, we're going to release a full-length Stranger Danger episode so that we can burn through more of your stories faster. So I know you guys send your stories in, and then you wait two and a half months to hear them on the podcast, and that sucks. So we're going to try to get through more of them quicker.
Yep.
And we'll see how we like it.
Yeah.
How you guys like it.
So basically, it'll be just like flip-flopping.
Yeah, every other week.
Still getting an episode every week, just something different every other
week. Yeah, so it'll be one regular episode. The next week, a Stranger Danger full-length episode.
Yeah.
And then so on. So
And
then, dude.
Okay.
One of our listeners,
Jer,
who we call Jer Bear over here, he made a shirt.
Yeah, he did.
That says, you know what, Justine? Shut your fucking mouth.
He did do that.
If you listen to Stranger Danger, the last Stranger Danger, I don't know what Stranger Danger that was,
I don't know, girl.
I can look it up 1 second.
Yeah, do your job.
Definitely don't wait on me, though. It's going to take a little bit longer than that.
I can cut it out. It's fine. You know, it's probably easier if I just do it.
I know. I'm going to look, too.
Okay, it was Stranger Danger 29.
Oh, very good.
So in Stranger Danger 29, Justine was, she kept talking. And I told her to shut her fucking mouth.
Yes, because she's disrespectful.
You're disrespectful. You were interrupting me. Anyways, but that shirt's amazing.
Yeah. We can link it in the show notes if anyone's interested in owning their very own shut the fuck up Justine shirt.
It's amazing.
I mean, I think I'm going to buy one.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that and the hashtag and the backlog?
Oh, yeah. So...
That Nothing Rhymes with Murder.
Yes, Nothing Rhymes. The ladies over at Nothing Rhymes with Murder is doing a fundraiser. It's not technically a fundraiser. Listen, we're going to leave the link for the video, the show notes for this too. But there was some red tape. They couldn't fundraise, so they had to do like donation. I don't know. It's crazy. But basically what they're doing is doing a massive giveaway from a lot of different true crime podcasts to donate money to the backlog. Cause so we can end the backlog on all those rape kits that need to be tested.
Yeah, usually it's crazy how people just throw rape kits away, or they just have them sitting there and they've never been tested.
Yeah, they never ever get tested. Yeah. So, and again, it's a money thing, so there's not enough funds to. Because people can't stop raping. I did promise you guys a dating update on Facebook.
I don't
know. I scheduled a date with a weird person just so that I could tell you guys about it. Turns out he was a weird person. And then he also ghosted me.
Oh, he ghosted you?
Way to go, me.
Also turns out you're weirder than...
I'm weirder than he is, apparently. But I did get hit on by a very cute Hawaiian chick that night. So...
Oh, yeah.
Things happen. She grabbed my butt.
Ooh, sexy.
The full reach around, grab my cheeks, both of them.
You know, sometimes you gotta do a little ass grab.
With the stranger in a bar.
Stranger. That was your stranger danger.
Yeah, that was my stranger danger for this week's episode.
Yeah. Dude, did you hear about this? Well, Scott brought this to my attention. Mm-hmm. This 40-year-old man named Stuart Weldon.
No.
He was pulled over for like a broken taillight. Mm-hmm. By police, obviously, by the police cops, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And guess what was found in his car?
A body.
Yes, a body.
Tight.
But it was a woman that was alive, and she was bound and gagged.
What the hell?
Yeah. Turns out that he had kidnapped her, and he's had her for like a month, I think, or like 3 weeks or something.
I think she said a month.
Jeez.
Yeah, and so they go to his house, and then they dig up 3 dead bodies.
Time.
So
fix your taillights, serial killers.
We'll see what happens with that. And that happened in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Oh, shit. Well.
You know, why dig them at your house? I feel like there's a lot of land.
Why dig them at your house?
Why bury them at your house?
Why dig them at your house? That's fine.
I feel like there's a lot of land in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you've got a big piece of property. Why wouldn't you do it there? No, that's your property. Who else is going to see you?
I guess.
Just like when Stephen Avery killed that girl and put her dead body in his car. And I mean, his
car lot?
Thank you.
Whatever they're called?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was crazy. We'll see what happens with that case.
Yeah. Okay. Keep you guys posted.
Yeah. If we remember.
We'll probably forget. Somebody remind us.
Also, this is the first Wednesday of the month. So we'll be doing Patreon songs at the end of this.
Yay.
Justine sounds very, very excited. So stay tuned at the end for that. Tight. So are we ready to get started?
Yeah. We feel like we've been rambling on for 3 hours.
2 hours.
Oh, okay.
Okay, are we ready?
Yep.
Okay. On September 16th, 1986, David McGee and Lori Jenkins welcomed a brand new baby boy into the world in Colorado. Mm-hmm. His name was Nico Jenkins. And he had all these weird tattoos on his face. He just came out like that, guys.
He just came out with tattoos, covering his face. With tattoos
all over his body. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the tattoos came later. But the problems came on very, very early.
Very early.
Very early.
So David and Lori had 6 kids together. They were never got married.
They were never got married?
They were never got married. But they both were felons together.
Felons? You know, there's nothing like true love. Wait, there's nothing.
There's nothing that brings a couple together more than being committing felons.
Being some felons together.
You know, it's fine, guys.
Families who do crime together.
That's it. That's where we were headed. So clearly we're off to a great start here. Nico's parents sound like, you know, real winners. So eventually the family relocated to Omaha, Nebraska. And I assume it's because they had some sort of legal issue in Colorado on how to get the hell out of state.
Probably.
I don't know that for a fact, but that's just the way that I feel.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, in 1993, at the ripe old age of 7... Nico thought it was a good idea to take a 25 caliber handgun to his good old elementary school. And thus, committing his first crime.
Way to go, Nico.
Way to go, fucking Nico.
7 years old.
Yeah.
Starting early.
Yep. So, he didn't shoot up his school which I feel like was very nice of him.
Way to go, Nico. You know,
way to go. You know?
It was like a baby crime.
Mm-hmm, a baby, a really
like,
baby
crime. Like, don't do it, but then also I'm glad that he didn't shoot up a school.
Yeah.
Also, this was in the 80s. I think that school shootings were, like, a huge thing back then.
Yeah, no, they weren't. But, like, also don't take your guns to school.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Also, don't leave your guns where your 7-year-olds can reach them, please.
Exactly. And how the fuck did he... Okay, all right. So Nico was removed from his home and sent to a group home. And you guys know we're only on our third paragraph here.
Mm-hmm.
So you know it's about to get way worser.
But okay. In December 1997, 3 years after the whole gun incident, Nico admitted to authorities that he had committed 3 robberies.
Way to go, Nico.
I don't know what he stole. I have no idea.
Money. I feel like
it was cars.
Jewelry.
But whatever it was, he received one felony count they gave him one felony count for all 3 robberies. And since he was 11, he wasn't sent to jail. He was sent to another group home in Papillion? Whatever, somewhere else in Nebraska.
I feel like it's Papillion.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
So once he got there, he started beating the other kids up. And the final straw was the one time that he used a hanger to beat the shit out of another kid.
No more. He turned into Mommy Dearest?
Yeah. That's what I kept hearing in my head over and over again.
No more wire hangers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And after that, the group home said he was too dangerous and he had to go. I want to know why the, you know, 8 kids before they got beat up, this was like the last straw.
Right?
The hanger.
Because he used a weapon. They're like, oh, shit.
All right.
You use your fist, it's fine.
Fine.
But you use a hanger, you're out of here.
You gotta go.
In February 1998, prosecutors, they sent Nico's ass to Douglas County Youth Detention Center.
That definitely says county, not country.
Oh, Douglas County. Douglas County. No, kidding.
That's fine.
Douglas County Youth Detention Center. And this... is officially when Nico stopped going to school.
Yep.
He was like, I'm not going anymore. He was only at the detention center for like a very tiny, tiny bit of time.
I was going to say like a couple weeks.
Yeah. And he was quickly released back into custody of his mama, Lori.
Lori Jenkins.
Lori Jenkins. And just like the kids on Scared Straight, you guys know that show.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't see the error of his ways and just kept on doing bad shit.
Dude, I love that shit. I love that shit at the end of Scared Straight when they're like, every single one of these kids went back to the exact same shit they were doing.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
Always. It's a rarity when one of those kids, like, turns their life around.
I just feel like when you're a bad kid like that, like something's going on in your home or you're being raised in like a tough area where you have to be, you know what I mean?
Where you have to
like,
be that way.
Just send them to prison and show them around. Sure. Whatever. It's not going to make you, it's not going to change them,
mm-hmm.
but it is a good show.
It is a good show.
By the end of 1998, Nico was sent back to Douglas County Youth Detention Center for assaulting someone with a knife. So he was out for like, 9 months?
Yeah.
10, maybe? And then he did about a year for that. And in 2000, Nico was released again at the age of 13. 13 people!
Bro!
This is twice in a youth detention center. Multiple group homes.
Jeez.
And then was placed on probation. The court ordered him basically to get his shit together. He was supposed to go to school. Undergo a psychiatric evaluation, take drug classes, and then also take random drug tests, and then continue therapy, because he was doing therapy in the detention center,
mm-hmm.
obviously. And those were all things that did not work.
No. 2 years later, on June 24th, 2002, 15-year-old Nico Jenkins decided he was going to rob a 21-year-old man at gunpoint,
mm-hmm.
and then take his Honda Civic. He just, like, was like, bye, give me your Honda Civic, bye. And then dipped. And then a little,
We don't know why. We don't know when, because Justine deleted the date and replaced it with an old date. So we're estimating
a few, like a week later?
A week, 2 weeks maybe.
Okay. Nico approached a 20-year-old woman at a grocery store. And Nico demanded that she give him a ride. And when she was like, hell no, you little bitch, he jumped into the back of her car and pulled out a shotgun and ordered her to drive him to 22nd Street and Grand Avenue. And then when she got him there, Nico told her to get out of her pretty 1983 maroon Cadillac DeVille. And then, you know, she got out, and then he fucking took off.
Yeah.
She said that pedal to the metal.
He was out of there. She said that he approached her, and she was like, I'm sorry, like, I just don't have the extra gas to take you somewhere else. Like, mm-hmm. I only have enough gas to go. She's 20 years old.
Yeah.
And a Cadillac takes a lot of gas, okay?
That's true.
And then he was like, well, fuck you, bitch, taking me anyways.
Cadillac DeVille. What the hell was at 22nd Street and Grand Avenue?
Maybe it was like a real desolate block. So he could make her get out of the car and then nobody would see him.
Like there was nothing there. Yeah, no street lights, no cameras.
Maybe that's witnesses. Where he needed to go, you know? Maybe he had a drug deal to do.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know if he did drug deals. I just assume. So police finally caught up with Nico on January 23rd, 2003. And then Nico's back off to jail again.
It took a while for the police to get him.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't know why it took so long. Probably because I feel like it was a rough area and cars were probably getting stolen all the time. And like, who cares? You know, police don't care. But this time, Nico wasn't 11 anymore. He was 16. So he was sentenced to 5 years for the Honda carjacking and then another 8 to 10 for the Cadillac. And then for a while, there was peace on the streets of Omaha. Because Nico was locked away and he wasn't stealing cars anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And doesn't that just sound all nice and dandy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, while Omaha was no longer having its car stolen, you know, at gunpoint, those prison inmates were now dealing with the terror that was Nico Jenkins. In July 2005, Nico was charged with second degree assault after he attacked another inmate and then had an additional 2 years added on to his sentence.
So that's 12 years. Let's count.
Bruh.
12 years, okay?
Yeah, 12.
But we aren't done yet, clearly. On December 17th, 2009, Nico was granted a furlough to attend his grandmother's funeral. Don't know why that's a thing.
Wait, 12? Okay. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I interrupted you.
But
12 years.
Yeah, so he got 10. Because those 5 years, it's not like 10 plus 5 for the, like he didn't get sentenced for 15 years. He didn't get sentenced. He did. I don't know how to count.
Well, it said 5 years and then 8 to 10 for the Cadillac.
So he's at 17 years altogether with the additional 2 years. 10 plus 5 is 15 plus 2 is 17. I like that you're counting on your fingers.
That's what I do.
Very good.
That's what I do, Justine. Okay. Don't judge me.
Listen, I was just making an observation.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so 17. Well, it's fine because I said 12 in the first place, so clearly I don't know how to count either. Hot mess. Okay, so anyways, they let Nico out on that furlough to go to his grandmother's funeral. That should not be a thing.
Furlough?
Yeah, why do you let violent criminals out?
Yeah, I don't think you should let violent criminals out.
Like, if you're in there for, like, dealing drugs.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, possession or whatever.
Go! And because he's Nico and he can't do anything quietly, he wound up assaulting the corrections officer who was assigned to watch him while he was out for the day.
Way to go, Nico! Way to go.
I wonder how that conversation happened. I mean, like, how did the fight break out? Do you think, like, the corrections officer tripped him?
Oh, like, tripped him?
Yeah, and then just to embarrass him in front of his family?
Probably.
And then he was like, you little bit, and then he turned around and hit him?
Maybe. The corrections officer didn't do shit, and Nico's just crazy.
All right, that makes sense.
And he's like, you looking at me weird? You're looking at me weird.
Oh, no. And he probably was, because he was already starting to get those weird tattoos all over his body, so he's probably like, what the fuck is that?
So ridiculous.
So for that assault, Nico was sentenced to 2 to 4 years, but he received a credit for 513 days served, which is what, a year and a half almost?
Yeah. And instead of saying, this is a very violent man, we need to keep his ass locked up, on July 30th, 2013, at the age of 26, Nico Jenkins walked out of prison after serving only 10 and a half years. And 13 days later, Nico went from a carjacker to spree killer.
13 days, Nico.
13 days. 13 fucking days. That's all it took.
Oh, my God. He's out of control. Okay, but he's really going to get out of control now.
Oh, yeah.
So after Nico was set free, he went home and reconnected with his family and friends, which should have been a good thing, except for the fact that his family was literally all felons.
Yeah, they had a prison release party for him. Did they? Uh-huh. Yeah.
And was there multiple family members? Was it specifically for him, or there was probably like
multiple family members? I think it was all them. They just did a joint prison release party.
We'll post it on Instagram, but there's like a breakdown of the family members and like who's a felon. It's like the mom's generation, two brothers, the dad, felons, and then it branches off into their kids.
Felon.
Like, oh my God.
It's like, geez, felons run in the family. It's in their blood.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's in the blood. Also, at this prison release party, he gets a, some foreshadowing. He gets a gun as a present.
Oh my God. Is this a movie?
It is a movie, yeah. It this is called.
So dumb.
It's called. It's just called Nico Jenkins.
Just Nico.
Oh. And that's exactly what it's called. Just Nico.
Gross. So, of course, this big family of felons, they're, you know, buying Nico guns and shit. And that's a good idea. It's important to know about them because they eventually join in on this killing spree. Some of them, not all of them.
You know, a family that commits crimes together stay together. Just
there you go. That kill together, man.
That kill together, they stay together. On the night of August 10th.
They also all go to prison together.
Spoiler alert.
Just saying.
Okay. On the night of. That's the end of the fucking episode. Let's. All right. On the night of August 10th, 2013, Juan Pena and George Ruiz, they headed out to meet two ladies. And at about 5 a.m. in the morning of August 11th, their bodies were found inside of their white Ford pickup, which was parked near a city swimming pool. Both men. Bless you, Hunter. Oh, he sneezed?
Yeah.
Cute. Both men had been shot in the head, and their pockets, they had been turned inside out. And who are these two ladies that Juan and George, they were going to meet?
They were hookers.
Yeah. That's it. They were hookers, Justine.
They were pretending to be hookers.
They were. So they were Nico's sister, Erica Jenkins, and his cousin, Christine Bordos. The two women, they posed as prostitutes, so that when the two men met up with them, they could rob them. You know, but robbing them just wasn't enough for Nico. Mm-mm. Nico had to take it the extra, he had to go the extra mile.
Went too far, man.
And then
turn back.
Yeah, and then he, you know, there's no turning back for Nico.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Sorry, Nico.
And then Nico just shot them in the head. Killed them.
I mean, what? I mean, how much money would they have had on them for
just in their pockets? In their pockets?
You know what I mean? A couple hundred bucks? Is that really worth killing someone?
No.
That's all I'm saying.
Anyways. But for them it was. They were like, oh, $100? Score!
And then I can go to McDonald's.
I can go to McDonald's. 100 times.
So 9 days later, on August 19th, Nico was hanging out with his old prison buddy, Curtis Bradford. And Curtis's family, the Bradford family, had told him that he needed to stay the hell away from Nico because he was definitely trouble.
Oh, yeah. Just by looking at him, you can tell.
Well, he's got tattoos all over his face.
You know, sometimes, I mean, look at Post Malone. He doesn't look like trouble. He's got tattoos on his face.
If you are not a rapper, don't have tattoos all over your face, because you're never going to get a job anywhere else.
You can get a job at a tattoo shop with tattoos on
your
face.
What if you can't draw? What if you can't tattoo?
You can be a makeup, like Kat Von D, but she's also a tattoo artist.
So be a rapper or a tattoo artist. But if you're not, don't get fucking tattoos on your face. No one will hire you.
He went too crazy with the tattoos. Guys, you know, we want you to Google him.
Yes. Well, you're going to see a picture of him on when this comes out anyways.
But if you don't follow us on social media.
That's true.
Google him, please. And then
follow us on social media.
Yeah.
Cool. So Curtis basically was like, whatever, we did time together. We're buddy buddies. He's my friend. I don't care if he's troubled. We've been through something together.
Yeah. We were prison buddies.
So we're going to be friends forever. BFFs for life.
Mm-hmm.
But Curtis definitely should have listened to his family. Within hours of Curtis posting a picture of him and Nico hanging out together, I'm going to say on MySpace. Was Facebook around? When did Facebook come into life?
You know, I feel like this was in 2013.
Oh, it was Facebook, definitely.
So Facebook.
Just kidding, everybody. I forgot what year we were in.
My butt itches.
Oh, that's cute.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Are you done?
Because my butt itched.
Do you feel better now?
Oh, my God,
I'm just asking as a friend.
You ever have an itch?
And you got a scratch?
Yes. Okay, just see.
Okay, I'm here. Okay, so they posted the picture. Curtis posted the picture. And then Nico shot Curtis in the back twice and killed him. Can you imagine? Like, your family sees, like, your Facebook posts with you and your friend, Nico Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
The tattoos all over his face. He was always wearing sunglasses. Maybe
always wearing sunglasses.
Sensitivity to light. I don't know. But
is he a vampire?
Maybe he's a vampire. He's not.
He's a tattooed vampire.
And then you're like,
that should be a movie.
You're like, this motherfucker killed my, you know, brother, son, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a picture of them. Right before.
That's sad.
It's upsetting.
That is very, very sad.
So why did Nico kill his friend?
Why, Justine?
Why?
Why?
Let me tell you why.
Por qué?
Nico's sister, Erica, told him that Curtis was responsible for shooting up their home. He was not. It's not true.
I think that was a lie.
It's not true.
It's stupid.
First of all, if you're off killing people and robbing people and you're a piece of shit, literally anyone could come shoot up your house. Like, why is it your one friend? You know what I'm saying?
Well, it
could have been anybody.
Why would Curtis do that?
To his friend.
Well, who he just posted a picture with.
Right? He's like, my buddy Nico.
That's stupid.
Whatever.
All right. Then 2 days later, on August 21st, married mother of three, Andrea Kruger, was driving home from work at around 2 in the morning. And when Nico and his uncle, Warren Levering, approached Andrea at an intersection, they forced her to get out of the car. And then Nico decided to, you know, shoot her 4 times and then left her there to die in the middle of the street.
Way to go, Nico.
Like,
it's just like progressively getting worse and
right?
worse.
So her car was discovered about 12 miles away. Later that evening, and Nico and Warren, they tried to set it on fire to get rid of any evidence, but they fucking failed at that shit because it didn't burn.
No.
No, not at all.
Nope, nope, nope.
I feel bad. Like, they didn't even know Andrea. Mm-mm. So, like, they knew the other three.
They didn't really know the first two. They just were the ones that bought into the hooker scam.
Yeah, but, like, Andrea was completely random.
Yeah. But it's funny because, you know, George and what was the other guy's name? Juan?
George and Juan.
They got shot and killed. They were out looking for hookers, so they're probably not the most stand-up of characters. They're also Hispanic. And then Curtis is shot and killed. Black guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andrea gets killed. White lady.
White woman.
White lady. Pretty white lady. And then They catch Nico real quick after that.
Yep. They sure do.
Just saying.
The proof is in the pudding. What does that even mean?
Scott? Producer Scott?
I think the proof in the proof is in the pudding is, like, the details, like, lay themselves out.
What does that have to do with pudding?
Oh, I have no idea.
Now I'm just hungry. Now I want some chocolate pudding.
Gross. Yeah, and that, listen, we gotta get new updated scenes, because the old ones don't make any sense.
No, that definitely didn't make any sense.
They're just crazy. All right, guys. So, we hope that you're sick of this fucking idiot, because we are.
Definitely sick of
him. Over him. So, let's get to the part where police catch him.
Let's get to it.
Oh, okay. On August 30th, Nico made some sort of terroristic threat, and then got his ass arrested for it. But by that point, police had so much evidence against him from, like, they meant to go meet his sister and his cousin, those two boys, Juan and George. And then his friend Curtis posted a picture of him right before he died. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'm sure he left his prints all over
everything. Andrea's
car. Like, what are you, like, ugh, whatever.
What about the you know what? Those two words, the combination of those two words always fuck me up. The detective.
Okay.
The detective was even, like, when they questioned him, he was like, I got Nico Jenkins. Mm-hmm. And then Nico was like, what do you mean? He's like, the detective was like, I got all the evidence that all your DNA is everywhere.
Yeah. And then he started going like, I know who, I know where, I know when,
I know how.
He's like, I just, basically, like, he didn't know why. Like,
yeah, he didn't know the why.
But he did know the why.
But he didn't know the why.
Because they were stealing.
Yeah.
That was a good speech, detective. I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm. Also, did you see the video of him when he's in the interrogation room? Nico by himself. And he walks straight up to the camera and he's just like this. Like staring at it. I'm like, this guy is so fucking creepy.
So
what
creepy.
What is that?
God, you know, he's what nightmares are made out of.
Dude, for real. I'm going to have nightmares tonight.
I know. Me too now.
Oh, great. I'll call you. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Tomorrow.
All right, so with so much evidence against Nico, you know, he did it. We all know he did it. We just said he did it.
Yeah.
The police were able to charge him with the four murders. And then prosecutors were like, this guy is a piece of dirt. We're going to get the death penalty for him. So they filed.
They filed that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's get to the trial and the weird shit that Nico did in prison while awaiting trial.
So much weird shit. Okay, everybody get ready.
So much weird. It's insane. So first off, Nico decided he was going to represent himself. But then actually, you know, he decided he actually wanted to plead no contest. Mm-hmm. So the judge said, you know, whatever, you can plead no contest. But I'm setting a date for this death penalty hearing. But before they could get to that hearing, Nico did something real stupid. Just
get ready, guys.
Are you guys ready for this?
This is fun.
He tried to slice his penis in half. Obviously, you know, he's crazy. Like, only a crazy person would do that. Why? Mm-hmm. Why? So, of course, he had to start talking to psychiatrists to see if he was even competent to stand trial. Mm-hmm. And he told one psychiatrist that an Egyptian god named Apophis, who's the god of chaos. I went on down a rabbit hole. I went down a rabbit hole reading about this Egyptian god.
And what did you learn?
I learned that because he was an Egyptian god, Egyptians back then, they would make an effigy of Apophis and then they would burn it.
Uh-huh.
It was like an annual thing. So they would burn it to get rid of the evil spirits or the evilness going around in that area.
So was Nico trying to remove the evil from his penis?
How much evil did that penis do?
I don't know.
I don't want to know.
I don't know.
So anyways, he told one psychiatrist that Egyptian god had told him to commit the murders. And also some bullshit about wanting to eat human brains so he could eat the pituitary gland and make himself stronger. And then psychiatrists, they're like, he's fine. He's just making shit up.
Yeah, because they were talking to him and they would ask him questions and he'd be like, give him an answer. And they would be like, okay, like that's normal, basically. And then he'd be like, oh, wait, but it's worse.
Yeah.
And then he would change his answer to like try to make it seem like he was even crazier. And they're like,
like you're clearly making.
He had some sort of like social disorder. I didn't write it down. Whoopsie, sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't like he was trying to say that he was schizophrenic and all this. And he wasn't.
Yeah.
It's fucking fine.
He's crazy.
Yeah. So Nigo was found competent to stand trial, but he wasn't done yet. Since the penis cutting had gone so well the first time. This is my favorite part of this one.
My fucking favorite part.
He carved 666 into his forehead. But he did it in a mirror. So his sixes were backwards.
He also carved Satan into his head, yeah, too.
His cheek. And he split his tongue in half.
Yep.
He was on a he just, I don't know.
He just liked mutilating himself.
Cut himself a little bit.
Yeah. And then what else did he do?
And then he sliced his penis again. He said he wanted to make like a snake, like the snake, right?
Yeah, because like that Egyptian god Apophis is a serpent.
Oh,
so he was trying to make it into a serpent. Oh, what did the news, the headlines say? A big giant snake.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did.
They were giving him a compliment.
A big giant snake.
Disgusting. Ooh, watch out for that steak,
dude. I feel like that backward 666 on your forehead forever shows everyone how fucking stupid you are,
right? So stupid.
Like, how there's you can't even come up with a story to say, oh, I got a good reason. Yeah, there's no excuse. You're just a fucking idiot. You're
just a fool. A fool. I wonder what his penis looked like after all this mutilation.
I'm sure it didn't even work anymore.
Oh no, I wonder if it looked like meat noodles.
Ew. The hell?
Just imagine that. Like, imagine going to have sex with a guy and he has meat noodles hanging from his
body. Ew, just like, that's, that would happen to me.
I'm going to get a dildo and then slice it and then give it to you as a gift.
Thank you.
All right. So we're just over talking about him.
Yeah.
Nico,
just an idiot.
So finally, in May 2017, Nico Jenkins was sentenced to death by a 3-judge panel and also received another 450 years for weapons charges connected with the murders. The problem is that Nebraska hasn't had to put someone to death since 1997, and they don't have the drugs to do a lethal injection. So, in prison, Nico sits and sits and sits. Hopefully, he doesn't have any more razor sharp objects.
He's not allowed to have those things anymore.
Well, he can still get them. He was still able to get them. By prisoners, or like, they were interviewing the person in charge of the fucking prison, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I forget what his name is, but they interviewed him, and he's like, these inmates can get razors in their mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And obviously, the officers won't know about it.
Yeah.
You know?
I read somewhere, too, that he, like, fashioned something out of a plunger or something, or like a toilet bowl cleaner, I think.
Did he?
Yeah.
I could see that happening. Yeah. So he also, he's just a terror. I don't know if he's doing any more crazy shit, but I know that there was one day where he swallowed 7 little, what are those called? Handcuff keys.
Why? So it's hard for you to shit later?
I don't know. Ooh, imagine that shit.
Ooh, it's like cuts your butthole?
Yeah. Ooh, maybe he wanted that.
He won't give me a razor, so I'll cut my butthole with his keys. What the hell? I know, like, earlier on, he had incited, like, a prison riot. Like, he's...
Mm-hmm.
He is chaos.
Dude.
Maybe he's that...
He's the...
The Egyptian thing.
He's a... He's the Apophis...
Of 2013?
He's reincarnate.
Oh, shit.
Reincarnate.
Way to go, Nico.
That's him.
Dang. But, yeah, they try to take away all the sharp things from him, though, because... He just liked to cut his pee-pee so much. So they're like,
always cutting his pee-pee.
I'm surprised they haven't put, like, gloves on his hands so he can't touch anything.
Did you see there was, like, some reporter got an exclusive photo of him after he, like, went to town on his face with the razor?
Uh-uh.
Dude, sliced all his, like, all the right side of his face just.
Oh, my God. So annoying. All right. So, now we're going to tell you what happened to his family members. Are you ready? You guys ready? Are you ready? Do you think they're ready?
Do I think they're ready?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they're ready for this jelly. Because my body is too bootylicious for you, babe.
All right. That's good.
All right. Yeah, so tell them. Tell them what their fucking family's... I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
That's fine. It's okay.
Go ahead.
So, Erica Jenkins was sentenced to life in prison plus an additional 80 years for weapons charges and also for beating the shit out of her cousin Christine with a padlock in prison.
Now, if you guys forgot, Erica Jenkins is Nico's sister.
And Christine is their cousin that was also there pretending to be a prostitute when they killed Juan and George.
Yep.
She, Erica, was like, they were interviewing her or during an interview or something. I don't remember. At one point, she said that she was upset because, like, Nico was getting all the credit for killing Juan and George or whatever. And that was technically her first murder. So she wanted the credit for it. And I was like, what? Girl,
dude,
you deny.
Not her. She wanted the attention.
Yeah, she did. Did you see the video? I'm going to post this video. Because now I know how to post videos. That's right.
Hooray for you.
Every time they were walking in and out of the courtroom, like all of them, they would look over at the cameras and like wave. Like they thought they were fucking celebrities.
Well, yeah.
And it was.
They wanted that though.
Dude, like get out of here. Right, so Christine had testified against everyone, so she only received 20 years. That's also why Erica beat the fuck out of her. I don't know why those two were allowed near each other, why they were in the same fucking prison.
They shouldn't have been.
No.
No.
Uncle Warren received 40 years in prison for his role in Andrea Jenkins' murder, and even Mama Lori got in on the action. She was sentenced to 10 years because she was the one supplying Nico with all of his bullets. What?
There was like a... So the person who gave him the gun at his prison release party was a relative. Mm-hmm. I don't know, cousin. I don't know if it was cousin, second, I don't fucking know. And then... Yeah, and then I guess the fucking mom gave him the bullets. Here you go, son.
Because I'm sure it's like a felon. He's probably on parole.
Mm-hmm.
Because he got a total of 17 years. What did I say? 19 years. He had a total of 19 years when he committed those two first carjackings.
Mm-hmm.
And then he only served the 10. So I think he was probably on parole for the rest of it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're not allowed to go buy bullets.
No.
While you're on parole. Someone else had to do it for him.
And who better than
his mama?
His mom.
And I think, too, they came home, and I can't remember if it was Curtis or Juan and George, one of them, that they came home, the kids came home, and they were like, told her that they had killed whatever, whoever it was. Uh-huh. And she was like, well, did you at least get some money? What? That is not good parenting. And this is why your kids are where they are.
She's a fucking felon, too. What? All of them are felons. It's a family of felons. Oh, dang. I wish I could name this episode that.
Family of
family
Felons?
Family of Felons.
The Felon Family?
Yeah.
The Felonious Family?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that some people should not be allowed to have kids. No, he tried to say that he was beat as a child and all this horrific shit happened to him. But there's, like, No one can confirm that. Proof. I think that he grew his parents were both criminals.
Yep.
So he grew up in that lifestyle. They probably didn't pay a whole lot of attention to him. So he started doing that shit when he was young for attention. Mm-hmm. And it was bad attention, but it was attention, you know?
Yeah.
And then he just went downhill. We were saying earlier, he covered his face and body with all those weird tattoos, and he scratched the, you know, put six G's. He put G's on his forehead. And he was, like, a good-looking guy. The whole family is very attractive.
Yeah.
But they are not so attractive once you know what they've done. Well, because he looks gross.
I think if Nico didn't have all those tattoos on his face, he could have been good looking. Yeah. And if he didn't do all this weird shit, like do the murders.
Yeah, like cut your penis. Cut your peepee all the time.
Cut your peepees.
Cut your penis into penises.
Yeah. I was going to say it's peepees. It's plural now. I wonder how many peepees he's got.
Probably 7 at this point. Can't stop himself.
He's got all the snakes.
It's like fucking Medusa down there.
I wonder if you see if you'll turn to stone. You think? They should put him in solitary confinement.
Oh, man. That's so good. Yeah, so I don't know when they'll put him to death. He'll probably just sit there until he dies.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
He's so crazy. And his wife.
Oh, he's married!
He had a wife.
Yeah.
What was her name? Sharonda? Right? Sharonda Jenkins?
Something Jenkins. She also has tattoos on her face. I would like to point that out.
All on the left side of her face, she has like, it's like words.
Shalonda.
Shalonda. She also has like, she has a fucking paragraph on the left side of her face.
It says Virgo, a bunch of Roman numerals, Burt's beeswax. I have no idea what that says.
Burt's beeswax.
It says ride, die.
Ride or die, bitch.
Ride or die. I can't see what the rest of it says. She also has, like, little etches in her lips, like, little tattoo line,
like a skull?
Yeah.
Like teeth? Like skull teeth?
Yeah. She's got shit around her neck. Yeah, I guess, because he is good looking, like, the women were crazy about him. Like, he got a lot of fan mail.
I bet.
And a lot of ladies saying, that's my husband.
Oh, my God.
Not Shalonda's. But, well, guys can all have him.
I don't understand it.
I don't get it.
There's something wrong with him, clearly.
Yeah.
And even in the interview, in the police interview, like, he would say something and the detectives were like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? And that all these murders were sacrifices for the Egyptian god and...
Dumb. And I feel like I don't think he's stupid. Well, I mean, he's stupid because he didn't think to not tattoo things backwards on his forehead. But I think cutting his penis and cutting everything else was like I'm going to show that I'm crazy so that they can't sentence me to death.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not a dummy.
No. He also said that, I don't know, he said like the system failed him because he told him that he was crazy, that he had these mental disability, you know, mental issues, and they never gave him any medicine to help him.
Girl, go get trial medicine.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
What the hell?
Now he's in jail. Now he's in prison.
Yeah, and he's probably still doing weird shit in prison.
I wonder. Huh.
Maybe he's trying to cut other people's penises.
I hope not. He's
going to make an army of snake penises.
Medusa penises. All right, guys. So that was the case of Nico Jenkins.
Oh, I'm so glad that it's over.
Yeah, crazy ass. Crazy ass Jenkins. Are we ready for Patreon time?
Yeah, buddy.
Okay.
All right, guys. First up to be serenaded by Brittany.
Yes.
Also maybe a little creeped out is Elizabeth. Or Libby.
Libby.
And
we're doing Shadows of the Night by Pat Benatar.
Yes.
Our rendition.
Our version.
Our version.
Are we
ready?
Our virgin.
Our virgin.
Okay. Yeah, ready.
We're underneath make your bed, don't have a fright. So Libby, take our hands, pull us into sight. Surrender both your ears to us tonight. We'll make you laugh in the end.
Woo! Yay! Yay! Thanks, Libby. Way to go. I'm proud of you right now.
Thank you.
Sure.
We had to do a couple of trial runs.
We had to do a little test runs. Well, now we got to do another one. BRB, guys.
Pause. Okay.
And next up to be creeped out is Lindsay.
Yeah, and we're doing our version of Motown Philly by Boyz II Men.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
I'm super ready.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
Where are you starting?
Where I started before.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
IADC back again. Doing a little sing song for Lindsay.
Hey.
You've got one cute ass kid.
Yeah, you do.
We didn't stalk you. Oh, wait. Yes. Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
We did. Your kid is so freaking cute, Lindsay.
So cute.
Love that picture. He's wearing the hat.
Uh-huh. The under the sea shirt. The little sharkies.
So freaking cute. So cute. All right, guys. So that was our Patreon sauce. Thank you for all of our Patreon supporters.
Yes.
Each and every single one of you. Thank you, Lindsay and Libby.
Yes.
As well.
Thanks, ladies.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Review time. Bruh. Okay, so guys, we reached 200. What are we at right now?
205,
guys. Yay. Way to go. And of course, we're going to stick true to our word.
Hell yeah.
And we're going to, that's right, guys. Do a giveaway.
Yeah, and we remembered ourselves, okay? Yes. Nobody had to remind us.
Justine had to remind me, but it's okay. Because I forgot.
That's fine. You know, this is why we're a team.
Yeah, we complete each other.
Exactly.
Okay, so which new reviews do we have? Let's see. I gotta go all the way down.
I don't recall the last. Okay, right here. The one on May 22nd. Entitled Obsessed. I'm gonna read this one since I already found it.
Okay.
This one is from Linz Marie 12. It says, as a lover of true crime, podcasts, and alcohol, I'm so happy that I found y'all. I can't stop listening.
Yay. Thank you. Okay, next one is 5-star from Jen. I just went deaf in my left ear.
What?
I just went deaf in my left ear.
Uh-oh.
Like, I hear just a ringing.
That's weird.
Oh, sorry, everyone. Okay. That's weird. Okay, so 5-star by Jen 41042.
Hey!
Titled Guilty Pleasure. These girls are funny as fuck. She put AF, or the person put AF, but I'm going to put as fuck. Pure
edutainment.
Thank you,
Justine. You're welcome.
I can't
pronounce names, but I can pronounce made-up words.
Uh-huh. They cover true crime topics with self-deprecating humor, and you might even learn something. It's akin to hanging with friends. Nothing's funnier than Scott's belly laughs as he pokes at Justine. Love this podcast.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you for the 5-stars.
Yeah, thank you. Keep them coming.
Yes, please do. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you guys 2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Okay, guys? 2 weeks. To screenshot a picture of your review and email it to us. You can send it to us on Instagram, Twitter, wherever we get messages at, you know? Send it to us, and then we're gonna just randomly pick 3 people to send, and it's about damn crime tote.
Yes.
So let's see, we're gonna wrap that up. We need those in by June 20th. We would just pull off of iTunes ourselves, but we can't see all your reviews. Yeah. So if you can take a little screenshot and send it to us, that would be very helpful. So, yeah. June 22nd. June 20th.
I like how you corrected.
What is happening?
You corrected yourself.
June 20th. Okay. That's going to be cut off for review submissions. And then we will pick a winner on Wednesday, 27th, right? Yeah, June 27th episode. It's not a winner, but three winners.
You know what? It's three winners. Three winner chicken dinners.
Yes.
So, guys, go leave a 5-star review.
Yeah, and then take a screenshot. Send it to us. We'll still accept reviews after this point to go into the giveaway. Just fucking give us a review, all right? Turn to asking.
Oh, dang. Damn. You went crazy right there.
And don't leave 1-star reviews, okay? If you don't like us, that's fine. Go away. Don't leave a 1-star review or I will find you because that's the kind of mood I'm in lately.
Oh, dang. Are you going to send them a piece of your poop?
Mm-hmm.
And are you going to dry freeze it or freeze dry it? What's it called? We had this discussion off air. What is it called? Freeze dry or dry freeze?
I don't know.
Justine's going to freeze dry her poop and send it to you. Yep, if you leave a 1-star.
If you leave a 1-star review.
Yeah. I might even throw a little piece of mine.
That's real gross. We're sorry. We are not going to do that.
Not at all. No. Okay, guys. So if you want to follow us, you can do so on Facebook and Instagram at It's About Damn Crime. Run it together. Space it out. We are there. You can also follow us on Twitter and Snapchat at IADC Podcast. You guys can also visit our website. It's aboutdamncrime.com.
Absolutely, go there.
And there you can, there's links to our Patreon, our merch. We have rape whistles for sale for like $6.
Yep.
$6 even. No taxes. No shipping and handling. It's just $6 flat out.
Yeah, definitely go check out Patreon. We're going to be doing some revamping over there as well.
Yeah.
And then if you join, then you get your very own song too.
Yeah. So. Even $1 gets you a song.
Yep.
Just saying.
Just throwing that out there. You're being very annoying, sir. Please stop licking your nose. That's why it's light brown. Please stop. You've licked all the pigment off your nose.
Just talking to Hunter.
While you were in the womb.
Licking his nose in the womb? How weird. That's what my vet said to him.
Yeah.
Or said to me, oh, Hunter's nose is light brown because he licked all the pigment off. I was like, well.
I got him like that when he was a baby. Yeah, so maybe should have returned him.
I don't know.
I caught Charlie tangled in my bra yesterday. So that's cool.
That's nice.
Outside, dude.
Outside.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, dogs are fun.
Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it for us.
And we will talk to you next week.
Yeah.
Justine.
Yeah.
There's a lot of desert out there.
Is what I said to Scott before we kicked him out of the room to do Patreon songs.
All right, guys. See you later. Bye.
Bye.